Welcome back to part two of episode 20. We are joining the girls again in the middle of the action. They are on a train. Things are going wrong. They're pulling apart. You guys know what you have to, right?
Choo-choo!
Yeah. Anyway, here's part two.
Wait a minute. Wouldn't there be something... Isn't there some kind of like metal, you know, thing on the top at the front there? Surely there's going to be like
I think it's like a tow bar, but it's at the bottom of this... It's at the bottom of the train, not the top.
Yeah, there'd be a tow bar or something.
Yeah, it's like a tow bar connection.
Yeah, there are things that join the train together, obviously.
But that's at
the
bottom, not at the top.
Yeah.
Right, cool. So if I just use my axe to wedge it and then climb on down the handle.
I don't even think we need to go up to do that. I think we can just walk out the door and then
I don't think there was a door at the... There is. There's carriages that open.
Yeah, you can. That's what you're looking between, the open door between the two trains.
Dumb.
You're not.
Yes, I am. I'm sorry.
Look,
on my
Karin
sleepy train, there is no doors between them because it's a safe space.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
Plot twist, have ruined her sleepy train.
No, the sleepy train will never have doors that let anybody in except the one that I get on.
You do have heat metal though, so if we can use a rope to get them close enough together, then we can get you to like
heat metal it.
Yeah.
And weld it back together.
Weld, thank you, yes.
Someone could misty step across to the other carriage and hold the rope.
That is very good. That is very good.
We've
okay.
got the beginnings of a plan.
Oh, my God, guys. I think this is the best plan we've ever had.
Okay, so I have rope left. Does anyone else have rope left?
Yeah, I've got rope.
Who's the strongest
person? I lost 2 feet
of
it. That's okay. Me. I'm always the strongest person.
Okay, so...
Emotionally, not physically.
So should I miss this up across and tie it to the other end and then she pulls?
Yeah.
But my question is, logistically, what makes more sense? Pulling a drifting end towards the moving train or pulling the moving train towards
No, we're not pulling
end?
Back. We're using momentum to go forward. So we're going to pull.
Okay, so you want to miss this up across then?
Yes, and then pull.
Yes, so I'll tie. I got my rope. I'm going to tie my rope to the metal bit at the end of my train. And then...
I'm misty stepping across?
Yes, I'll toss it to you and you'll misty step across. Yes.
Yep.
All right. All of that happens. No problem. Easy. What are you doing on both sides? Tying it together?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
Start with.
The rope is enough to hold it for the moment.
Now we need to get them closer. They need to kiss.
Need to get the trains to kiss.
No, we need to get the trains to kiss. So we've got them tied. They're staying as they are. They're not getting any further. How do we get them closer?
All right. So I'm going to put 1 foot either side of the door.
Okay. Yep. You're coming back through. Yep.
Yep. And I'm just going to start pulling as hard as I can.
You know those strongmen who do the train pulling thing?
Yeah. Mm.
That's what you're doing.
At advantage.
Actual... doing. You'd probably be able to do that if you were fully raging, but I don't think I'm going to let you do that just because you're strong.
Okay.
So you're just... Oh.
Sorry. I just realised I have Karin's powers. So if I misty step across and I turn it into one of her constrictor python things, I can use the strength of that to pull the rope.
Can you do that together?
Yes. Assist.
Then I would give that advantage and take away the other wild shape.
Oh, fuck. Yes.
While also answering the question that somebody will ask us, with or without boobs...
Well, I'm going
to
make
it's enough of you to steal my power, but to steal my dramatic flair.
out of respect for Karin, I am just going to be a plain green snake. Boobless.
Constrictor.
Colourless.
Snake.
Just, plain green constrictor snake.
Talk me through that again.
Misty step across. I'm using my second wild shape to turn into a large green constrictor snake. I'm then wrapping my tail around the rope and I am using all of my might to pull the carriage that's fallen behind up.
And I'm helping.
Yeah.
All right. The constrictor at advantage strength check. Let's go.
So I rolled a 4 and a 16 plus 4.
And
nice.
Slowly the train starts coming back together. When they're close enough together, you know that you don't have to melt these things together or anything like that.
It's
they have pins and hooks and things
if you
want
to. Yeah, I forgot about that too.
Yeah, but if we put the pins and hooks on and then weld it, no one else can...
Yeah, they can't tamper.
There is probably a really good reason why trains don't have bits welded together so they can turn.
Oh, yeah.
So rather than creating a death trap...
Oh, true.
That's right. Oh, we'll just sort of screws up really, really tight then.
You have rejoined everything together. And the passengers, those who are watching, cheer and clap. And they're very happy. You see another halfling come forward from the group, and he's now that everything's put back together, he's shaking hands and happy, like he's grabbing your hands and shaking them and going, "What a wonderful effort. He's so excited for you." And he starts to speak.
Hi, I'm Jake, and I play Merle T. Broccoli, the helpful halfling. Oh, I do love trains, don't you? Such an amazing experience. The sounds of the magic chugging through and the tracks clicking below, even if they are interrupted by a strange slurping sound in the middle of the night, but I'm sure it was nothing. But then there are the smells, the food in the galley, the brisk sweetness of the night flying by, and that weird smell earlier, like wet fur. Well, that wasn't very nice, but other than that, what a journey. What a delight to feel the sights and sounds of a train. Oh, to see the magical steam floating away with all the colors of the arcanic magic. To see the conductor checking tickets all the times of the night. To see the strange man with the robes and the beard and the glasses and all those magical books in the next carriage. He seems lovely. I do wonder what he's doing with that box, though.
Oh, I know what's in that box. It could be the MacGuffin.
Could indeed.
But also, why is the ticket guy checking tickets in the middle of the night? Because people get off and on trains at all times, don't they?
That's right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe have you been on a train? Probably none of us have.
No one's done an overnighter?
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Hmm.
Sounds awful.
It was horrible.
This sounds terrible.
They go to the toilet on the track in just a hole.
What?
Yeah. Oh, like the toilet on the train was just a hole.
Oh, yeah.
The track.
I was like, you what? Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, it was crazy.
You wouldn't want to fall through that hole.
No, fully.
Nope.
No,
don't
yeah.
Don't care for it.
And I was just like, wow.
Japanese trains are funny like that. They've got the super high-tech toilets and they've got yeah. the old school one that you have to hover above. It's your choice. Traditional.
I don't have the knees for that.
No, I couldn't hover.
Can't do any hovering.
So,
I'm sorry, they're both in the same room and you have a choice.
Yeah, it's like, do you want the super technological
one?
Do
you want the one that like washes your butt for you, or would you like to squat over a hole
like
and hope
hover?
You don't fall in?
Yeah, would you like to pretend that no evolution has happened in the toilet field?
Yeah, what's to go with that tradition?
It's like any tradition, some people hang on them for a little too long.
Yeah.
No, but apparently it's because that is how you're actually meant to make a bowel movement. That is the healthiest, clearest, most direct. You're like, that's how you're meant to do it.
There are reasons why people tune into this show. This is not it.
On our Amazon storefront, we will link the...
Well, what now?
Link! The squatter party.
The fuck we will.
What would you like to do next, though, ladies, other than use the toilets?
I want to investigate the robed, bearded man.
Well,
he
was in the next carriage, if you'd like to go there.
We would like to go there.
Yeah.
Wait, would we like to go there? Sorry, girls, I was making decisions
yeah.
on all of us.
I think I'm fine.
Okay.
He sounds interesting, quirky.
Quirky at best.
I slither on behind the group.
you find yourself, you're actually right now in the galley. This carriage that you're in right now is the galley.
Yeah, there's a lot of train terms and I don't know what any of them mean.
Yeah, that's where they cook the food, I believe. Otherwise, I'm making up my own terms as well.
What kind of food they got?
Well, it's train food. So it's
sandwiches.
Low level stuff. It's sandwiches, there's pre-cooked goods, baked goods. Just giving you a heads up if you're interested.
Do they have any lemon tarts?
They do not have lemon tarts.
Caramel slice?
Yeah, sure, go ahead and have a caramel
Meat
slice.
Meat pie.
Meat pie,
ooh.
Caramel slice, and a caramel pie.
And a sausage roll.
I would like a caramel tart that is the equivalent size that a giant constrictor snake would eat.
Oh yeah, you're still a snake.
Yes, and I would like...
Are you staying as a snake?
Well, I don't want to waste my last wild shape.
She's going to stay as a snake
and
not enjoy.
I don't need strength,
all right.
I guess.
All right, I go back to where the halfling shook everyone's hands. He
I'm
doesn't
the tail.
Shake your hand. He's a little more nervous around you.
Okay, fair.
In fact, all the passengers are quite concerned about you. Snakes on a plane? Snakes on a train? Apparently, the buffeting, which is hilarious because you are in the buffet, the galley train, the buffet, but the buffeting of the train has caused some issues. You are in... the part of the train where they cook food for everybody and knocking everything about, everything being bumped around like it was, has started a small fire.
Ooh.
And things are starting to get out of control. The conductor is trying.
Heat up.
You are so desperate to turn this into a crime show, aren't you? The conductor is trying to put it out, but not having much luck. It doesn't seem like he's skilled at any of the jobs that he actually holds.
Where is the fire?
In the galley. So, like, they've got a counter, and behind that, there's a fire starting to you know, go up the walls a little bit.
I reach my little snake tail over and pick up the largest lid that I can find and just put the lid over the fire.
Yeah, a bit bigger than that at this stage. It's going, as I said, up the walls.
Okay, fair enough. I tried. Anyone?
Yep. Hold on.
I'm just going to pull down the fire blanket.
Yeah, it does make sense there would be something to put out the fire with.
Yeah. Just going to pull that down.
No, the conductor already has the fire blanket and it looks like he's almost waving it around. It's
God
doesn't look like he's...
damn.
He's trying, but it's actually going up the walls now. And he's like pushing the thing
the
against the wall.
Have you tried the fire
extinguisher? And he's like, I was just trying to make lunch for the wizard. Definitely doesn't have a fire extinguisher.
What about my cloak of protection? Can I use my cloak of protection to smother it?
It could burn up the cloak of protection.
I don't want to do that then.
What about grease?
You do not want to. Finally, a reason where grease is not the answer. Yes, you can start a grease fire if you wish.
Okay, so we need a giant hose. And
fire is spreading.
We need a giant hose. I'm a giant snake. I'm going to pee on it.
Has anybody else got an option?
I pick up the end of a tail and I just shooting it around the room. All right, guys, I got this.
The passengers who were a little concerned before are far more concerned now as you try to put out the fire.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
No one draw it.
Please do not draw this one, yeah. Ah, toilets and trains. Toilets and trains. Yes, disgustingly, this puts out the fire.
Yes!
We wait for our second round of applause.
This time there is nothing but silence from the passengers. The few who remained, now that you sprayed sprayed the entire section in snake urine, some of them have chosen to leave, surprisingly.
I mean, you're welcome, but
hopefully
anyway,
you didn't destroy any evidence by doing that.
Back in the eye, and you remember what old Bert Jackson always says at a time like this. Have you paid your dues, Bert? Yes, sir. Coin is in the mail.
We're going to have to sanitize this kitchen.
That would be a good start, but he's... I'm going to go talk to the other passengers there. Oh, I don't understand. If I can calm them down, maybe. Can you make the sandwiches? And then he's just off. He's buggering off to try and get all the people that you
and
just...
And he left the women to make the sandwiches?
In the kitchen, yes.
Oh, I'm like, I have another complaint to make to HR.
And he just holds up the little bit of paper with it already signed, and you see the date still covers today. He's pointing at the date. I'm good for today. The whole day I can offend you, okay? And he storms off waving around his
I'm not
document.
Making the sandwiches.
You are in the train next to where the wizard was, or perhaps.
I just want to go see the wizard. I don't want to make sandwiches.
It's an option.
It's covered in pee.
It's not
only
an option.
One wall is covered in pee. We have good aim.
What if we take them to smooth things over? Be like, hey, where were you at 2:25?
Well, the wizard wasn't in here. The wizard, if there's a wizard, all I'm saying, the guy who was apparently next door, you only have the word of another halfling that there is a guy next door who has a box and a wizard. But, you know, maybe he is, maybe he isn't. But I'm just saying, how do you want to get there?
Just grab all the tarts and the caramel things then, all the things that were pre-baked. I ain't making shit.
They were in, you know, those glass things so you can see them, yeah. So they were protected from the pee.
Great, so let's...
Which is how you want your food to be.
In fact, we take two tarts and we flip one upside down, effectively making a sandwich.
All right.
It is bits of carb on the outside and some kind of gorgeous...
So you hear your tart sandwich and in the distance you hear the conductor saying, I'm not... That's not me either. I didn't call you that. you're going to try and head into the next carriage.
The tart sandwich, yes.
The tart sandwich.
Shit, where's Bernardi?
Still in the toilet. Furious at you.
Oh, good. Okay. No worries. He's really milking it, but all right.
Tears all over the place. All right. As you approach the carriage, you can hear something moving around inside. The door is shut, though, and the blinds are down, so you can't see in.
Hi, I'm David, and I play the Wandering Wizard. Hush. I hear something outside. No, mistaken you are. Now, with the box, we must be careful. Pass it to me. Of course. Do you have it? Yes, stop being a fool. Me? Yes, you. Well, you try being down here all the time. I did it yesterday. You did not. I did? Did not. Hush. I hear it again. You did not. You're going crazy. It's all that extra time up top. Just give me the box. I already gave it to you. You did not? I did. What have you done with it? Me? Yes, you. There's nobody else here. Hush. I think there might be.
cool voice, and so he's talking to himself.
Possibly.
Gone a little bit nuts.
Gone a little crazy.
Yeah.
Tell us more about your box.
Wait, are we already
outside
in the room?
No, you're outside the room.
Yes, we need to knock.
Sandwich delivery. I'm a snake, never mind.
Sandwich delivery.
You see the snake trying to speak. You're like, oh, I'll do it for you. Sandwich delivery.
And then he opens the door.
Does he?
And he gives us the box.
Definitely doesn't do that.
Okay.
He doesn't even open the door.
Oh, I'm going to try and jimmy the lock.
Okay.
I'm going to try and jimmy the lock.
How'd you go with that one?
I got a 2.
Nope. This is strange. This one seems very difficult to lock, almost as if the lock is not standard train carriage door lock.
Oh, can I use Arcana to check if it's magical?
Yes.
16.
You have someone who's skilled at that, but you just keep ignoring
+2.
It.
Just got an 18.
Yes, you can tell this is a magical lock. You've seen them before. You couldn't open that one that time either.
I've
seen them before. You've remembered them. You've probably seen many, many locks. Not in our memories, just in your own background.
Kick it down. Okay.
I am large and in charge. I'm just going to bust the door down.
All right, give me a strength check as a giant snake. +4.
11 plus 4, 15.
The door, like the other ones, splinters and shatters open. When you look into the room, it's empty. It looks like there's a lot of stuff. Well, I won't say empty. There's a lot of stuff in there, like as if the person inside was a traveling magician.
Hmm.
There's lots of different boxes and different capes, and the things where you can cut people in half. There's swords.
How big's this room?
It's a whole carriage. This person had the entire carriage to themselves.
I pick up a...
But they are gone.
I pick up a cape and I telepathically say, "Hey, Freya, tie this around me. I want this one."
The snake is now wearing a cape.
Oh. Snake cape. I love it.
Also, all right, I'm going to use investigation.
Sure.
12 plus 5.
There is a long box in the middle of the room that seems to be moving.
He's in the box. I'm going to run over and open the box.
And as you open the box collapses in on itself and there's nothing inside.
I reckon he's got an invisibility cloak.
Have we got guns?
Well, no.
We haven't had Dutch for quite a while, so.
Yeah.
"Look away, Lute," thought Darkon, as more pain threatened to tear the two joined men apart. Merged as they were, they had become used to supporting each other, to finishing each other's thoughts or even knowing them before they were considered. But this process foisted upon them was a deep agony, one that reached where those links were forged and picked apart at the seams. For brief moments, Dutch and Harkon were no longer as one, and it was a pain neither had anticipated. Not one of physicality, although certainly the energy that raged around them, through them, was created with that singular intent. No, the feeling as two souls unraveled was one of great loss, of a new and sudden void, a moment unshared. Darkon's head fell forward, his body held aloft by nothing more than chains, his mane, matted with sweat, swaying loosely. His mighty wings bound in rope. The physical pain throbbed and ebbed until it became acceptable once more. But the emotional pain faded as soon as the two souls rejoined. If time allowed, perhaps this was... But time did not allow. Beside them, the mouseling called Lute had broken free. Light glowed from his hand. The relief of fresh life encompassed Darkon, and they felt their strength return. But it was the disembodied voice from beyond that was most pleased. "Yes," it said. "Let them know you are here."
I would like to do an Arcana check on the collapsed box to see if I can see any illusions or anything working.
Great idea.
Go ahead.
Ooh, great idea.
The delay on that was exceptional.
No.
I
don't see anything. I don't know anything.
What'd you get?
I got 5 plus 5.
Okay, you're absolutely right. You didn't see anything. You do know everything in this room is magic, but there's a combination of two things happening. There's real magic and there's fake magic.
Oh!
What's fake magic?
Magician magic.
The sort of stuff that happens in our world. Sorry to all magicians listening. But he's a real magician and also can do the stuff where it's just all, the box you just saw right then. It would be one of those boxes that have a secret base in it so you can hide differently. There's mirrors in here that do different things and all that sort of stuff.
So at this point, I'm going to investigate the room and I'm going to look behind curtains and under beds and in closets to see if he's just hiding in plain sight.
Okay. Give me another investigation. In fact, I would imagine all three of you are going to do that. So how about all three of you investigate something different?
I got a fucking crit with
nice, two
plus
crits.
Four investigation.
That's good.
Karin, you notice, the other two don't need to worry at this stage, you notice there's a rug in the middle of the train. And given your history of rugs, it seems suspect. It's not straight. It's just off on an angle.
Okay, so I'm like, is anyone knows that this rug does not go with the decor in this room?
It's clearly from the 18th century, and this is more of a 19th century train.
Yeah, this is a grotesque oversight, or there's something underneath this rug. It's glaringly obvious. Actually, I don't know how I didn't pick it up the second I walked in the room.
And the box was a distraction.
Actually, it's very 2010, and it's like got it's like white with black triangles on it for no reason.
Right. That's the rug, I assume.
Yeah. That's the, not the lizard.
Yeah.
Just the rug.
All right, so you think there's an issue with the rug?
I'm going to look under the rug.
When you peel back the rug, you can see straight through the bottom of the train.
Yeah.
There's a hole.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Okay, that's good. That's a clue. Girls, get over here.
There's a hole.
There's a hole.
Dug a hole.
Should we look out, look through the hole?
Yeah, you can see the tracks moving along very quickly underneath.
Put a head.
Oh, goodness.
Is it glass?
Surely. No, it's like it's been cut out of the bottom of the carriage.
But the rug must be magic in some way that
it was just, it was
fall through it.
Yeah, well, you would if you walked across it. It may have been a trap.
A trap.
Sneaky little rugs.
Another clue.
Or it could be an escape route.
Yeah, well, that was what I was thinking until you said a trap.
Why was the box moving?
We better shut this place down.
It's a lockdown. It's a lockdown.
Have you just basically looked up a list of TV movie tropes for investigations? Shut this place down.
We're looking for a perp.
Is that rolling out the crime scene tape? With only one limb, that's really hard.
Just get your
sandwich investigations.
You're more and more tangled up.
This is too good.
So
yeah, okay. So what have we got?
I want to roll perception through the hole.
Okay. You're popping your head through the hole.
I'm tying my hair up first.
Of course. This probably would have been an easier trick for a snake to do, but yes, go ahead and pop your head through the hole and see if you can see anything. Give me a perception check.
Charles, a fucking snake.
If only you could be a snake.
11 plus... 2. 13. Oh.
No, you don't really notice anything under there. It's pretty hair-raising, even though you put your hair up. But the wind is blasting your hair very quickly. It's difficult to look around, but you don't see anything or anyone.
Okay, I reckon we should just start tearing this place apart.
Just boxes of magic tricks everywhere you look. But really nothing significant. Nothing stands out. There are some cool tricks. He's got a whole box of those finger traps where you put your finger in and then you can't undo them. Like he gives those out at the end of the show.
Grab one of those.
That could be handy later on.
That... could be handy.
Sure. Add finger trap to your list of things you own. He's got balloon animals. He makes balloon animals.
Yeah, cute.
Yeah, balloon animals.
I pick up one that's shaped like a snake and I'm like, hey guys, it's me.
And I pop it and I'm like, not for long, bitch.
Oh, there's some animosity.
Yeah, well.
Other than that, no, it just looks like this guy does a show.
We should check the rooms either side and see if there's rugs with holes in them and he's come up into one of the other rooms. Unless we thought it was a trap and then he's hiding somewhere in the room.
I love both of those ideas. All right, let's go check the other rooms.
Like either side.
Well, yeah. The one you just came from.
Yeah.
That was the galley. You don't need to go back there, I guess.
Oh, no.
So the one on the other side then, obviously, yeah.
It's a terrible investigation. I'm going back to the original crime scene again.
So I don't know who's listening out there, but like I told my first wife, I never drive faster than I can see. I'm a reasonable guy who's experienced some very unreasonable things.
All right, the next room. When you get to that one, it's very similar to the last one. That door does
kick
not
it.
Seem... Oh, goodness.
Just kick it. I'm done with this. Kick it.
Go for it. Strength. Holy shit. Strength check.
Shit, it's only a 2. Plus 3, 5.
This door is stronger. And you hear a hell of a noise as you try to kick it and fall straight back down to the ground. How would Karin feel about that?
Embarrassed and ashamed because I should have done this as a bear, but some bitch took my powers.
In rapid succession, I add... to the kick to make it just sound like 3 knocks.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
Let's try and disguise our failed attempts at
knocking. You don't hear a response to the knocks.
I'm going to axe it. I'm going to rage out because I'm angry and upset and embarrassed.
Yeah, and you just keep looking at that snake the whole time.
Yeah. This is a jealous fueled rage. So we'll put that at triple advantage. Possessed two emotions.
A jealous fueled rage.
Yeah.
You suddenly feel a little bit different. A little bit like that power of the jealousy is now taking something from someone else. And now you think about all the things you like about Morrigan, things you wish you had that she has. Is there anything about Morrigan that you truly envy?
Yes, obviously there's several. I'm just trying to think. Oh, she's got some good powers. I'm going to take the firebolt. I know she loves it.
She's got a fireball too, just throwing it out.
Which one's he's more tricking powerful. You. Fireball is very, very powerful to the point that it'll kill us all.
And firebolt is a little one she does.
It's cantrip though, so you can use it as many times as you want.
Fireball is the like, boom, big action gear.
All right, so, okay, that's fine. I'm going to be like, hey, Morrigan, if there was one thing, one spell, one power that you just could not live without, that would make you really upset if it went away, what would it be?
It would be my firebolt because it's a cantrip and I can use it as many times as I like.
Interesting that you say that.
Why?
I'm going to take it.
I just take it.
I'm going to take it.
She absolutely can. Whatever remnants of the jealous fish remain because they've influenced you both. If you suddenly feel the jealousy towards someone else, it reverses. So not just it reverses, but it gives you the same power they had. So you now feel that you have the ability to cast Firebolt.
And I do. And I'm like, poo-poo on the door.
Just fire one anyway.
Do I lose my wild shape as well?
Nope.
No?
Nope.
Okay.
The little flame. I'm doing the little flame on the door.
Yep.
That's what I stole.
Yep.
So I'm like, on the door. Yep. I'm like, just testing it out.
It doesn't do anything to this door at this stage. The door seems like it's not a wooden door for starters. This is different from all the other ones.
Right,
so it doesn't catch on fire. All right, hit it hard.
At advantage because I'm raging. I was in a jealous fueled rage.
Oh yeah.
That's how we got here.
Yes. Now I'm a jealous fueled raging bitch with fire.
Yes, you can definitely do that.
I love that you're holding your hand up ready to throw fire at any point.
17 is my highest, plus 6 for my axe.
And again, you find the door easy to chop through with your axe, and it goes flying across the room like some sort of superhero kick down thing.
And then I'm just holding a firebolt in my hand for nothing except dramatic aesthetics.
And still just staring at Morrigan the whole time, who's still a snake.
I'm glaring at her, but also I'm really proud that she's... I see that this has really hurt you. I am sorry. I now know how it feels, having my fire taken away. So, you know what? Out of respect, girly, mad respects for your fire skills, I'm gonna... And I just turn back into myself and I'm like, are you happy now?
And I say, thank you so much for acknowledging and validating my feelings.
As soon as I figure out how to give this back to you, I will.
No, totally fair. I know this isn't your fault. You never would have done this on purpose, but I did this to you on purpose, so that wasn't fair. So I am just going to put this little fireball out and pretend it never happened.
Look, honestly, until we can figure out how to fix it, just use it with flair.
Okay, thanks, girl. I appreciate your support. Okay, full circle.
I immediately look to see if there's a rug.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a rug. This is another carriage that is designed for just one person. This has a beautiful rug. You can clearly see how expensive this is.
Does it match the decal?
It does. This is tastefully coordinated and designed. Everything in this room has a reason, a purpose. It's a beautiful, long, red rug, and it leads across. For some reason, this room even has like a raised section at the other end. And there are steps that step up to another large box, I guess you could say. Not as similar to the magician's, though. This one... Well, somebody starts to come out of that one.
Hi, I'm Aubrey, and I play Alejandro, Empress of the Pale.
Who awakens me? We are yet to arrive, and as such, I should not be awakened. Do you wish my wrath? And yet, I do sense the warmth of your blood. Oh, I feel a fresh beat. Such pathetic little creatures. interrupting what is mine. But then again, I do sense power. What do we have here? Perhaps some of you are more than food. Perhaps the pleasures of the flesh will provide ample apology for your misdeeds. I do enjoy something to squeeze. You, the elf, make your way to me. Let me see that skin curve and slide. Let me see your shape.
Yes.
Join me.
It's fucking good.
I am blushing.
She likes them pale.
I am blushing. This, yes, I don't care if she's evil. I don't care. I'm with
she's
her.
She's like, I'm all in.
I'm in. I'm committed.
You were supposed to make a roll. I was going to make you roll a wisdom check, but you can just make a choice. What you see coming out of this box is an incredibly beautiful woman. Her clothes look like, you know when someone wears that sleek material that when it's wet, it just clings to the body. So it's a red outfit that looks like it's clinging to the body. It looks like almost like red liquid running from her. That's how it looks. Mm-hmm. You can see she has ginger red hair. It's quite lank, long.
She's my type.
She is pale. It's almost as, you know what? She looks like Anne Hathaway.
Definitely winning here.
And she's staring at you and beautiful eyes beckoning you towards her.
I'm going to my death, guys. This is exactly how I want to go. Not by rat, not by conjunctivitis, by beautiful, gorgeous lady. Bye, Morrigan. Ta-ta.
Ooh.
You are just walking across the room, is that what we're doing?
Towards the love of my life to plan our future wedding, yes. Redhead, gorgeous, dripping in, I don't know, something.
Dripping, cool. It just
dripping
looks like
in
liquid.
Good looks.
Dripping in razzle dazzle.
Yes.
Give me a wisdom check.
Okay. Which is a plus zero, so this is a good start. 13 plus zero.
All right. It depends on how you look at it. This is like
it's pros. A win-win, really. Perspective.
Yeah, you're definitely thinking you've just won the lotto. This is the most wondrous thing that's ever happened to you. You have found her.
So really, she just wants to bang you. She doesn't want to eat you.
I know, and I'm unreasonably attracted to this audio. Like, Aubrey, call me? Oh, my God. Like, that feels like porn.
Is this erotica now?
Right?
Girls who don't D&D but do erotica.
That's fantastic audio. And the
well
way,
done.
Like, just perfect. And that's why literally no control of my own. Of course I've gone towards her. In fact, if you get in my way, I may have to tackle you.
Don't do that.
In fact,
I'm enamored as well.
Well, yeah. I'm, really, honestly, I'm here for the long run. and prior to this moment, I had a proposal from scary mangled hand dude.
Yeah.
Mm. What is his name?
Ken.
How easily we move
on. I had a marriage proposal from Ken.
Is it Kevin?
Kevin.
Oh, he would be a Kevin too.
And really, you're looking at the options here. Kevin or this girl?
Lord Kevinal.
Yeah, Lord Kevinal. This girl, all the way.
All right, you are walking across the room. Look, it's almost like you're floating towards her. Your actions are so smooth. Your clothes look like they're billowing behind you as
and
you
picturing,
move.
You know that like classic cartoon where the character like smells something delicious and they start like by the nose being like floating towards
the It is very similar. You are making deep eye contact across the room, sort of eye contact.
Here for it.
Karin Freya, what are you going to do? You have noticed something weird is happening. She isn't behaving like normal.
So wait, we're sus on this.
Yeah. This didn't take long for you to go. That doesn't seem well.
This doesn't seem right.
Somebody just got up out of a box. A wooden box. It's a really nice wooden box. All right. It's not just a box. It's a coffin.
Right.
It's clearly
she's
a coffin.
Style.
I'm going to say to Freya, I'm like, hey, girl, what do you know about that box?
What's strange about the box?
It's very nice, expensive timber. Too nice for just a random box.
It is. It's got some
the
nice
shape's
symbols.
A little interesting.
It's got interesting angles to it. It's not just a rectangle. You could say.
Some would say it looks like a coffin.
Yeah, some would say that without even having to do the fake cough noise between the coffin. And this woman is stunning. Angel. I just want to make that clear as possible. Angel.
A marvelous beauty from beyond.
She is. She is now lifting out of the box.
All right.
And hovering down towards the floor. Her hair is billowing, even though there is no wind to make that happen.
And I can see that they've got strong eye contact. Is that right?
It's all about the eye contact.
Okay, okay. Well, I'm going to obviously try and, like, break that eye contact up.
Right.
My initial thought was to just jump and try and, like, break it up. Yep. But I'm going to actually flash.
Why is this now, like, an option for you? When did this become... Was
there
a meeting?
Actions. Yeah. Actions. Flash.
It's a feature of your character.
2d12 for damage.
And with my shape-shifting powers... I'ma get a set of bolt-ons for this.
I hear Freya's thoughts on making herself have bigger boobs and remember that I actually have her changeling powers. And so
they slowly grow.
Oh. And I just like...
And I'm standing there waiting. Come on!
Kick it again! I wink back at her as one at a time my boobs get bigger.
As much as like Freya like squeezing like, you know, like a kid about to go into a tantrum, so I squeeze him out.
Wow.
Oh man!
All right. Even though you are definitely staring at this creature, to the side of you, you can definitely you have a quick glance and look at Freya, who's doing the squeeze face, but nothing is happening. There's no pop. But for some reason, it makes you think, yes, I can do that. And so, what did you say, one at a time?
Yeah, one at a time. And I, like, thrust it to the side for each one, like, bam, bam.
All right. Well, that...
Well, that didn't work.
That didn't work. No. Karin, have you got any options?
Can I roll a wisdom check?
Why?
Because I want to see why she's so enchanted. Like, why...
I see what you're saying.
Like, why, like, because I'm looking at Morrigan and she's, like, just gravitating. Her boobs just suddenly got bigger. She has not acknowledging us. I'd like to roll a wisdom check next year.
All right. Yeah, you can decide whether you know something about this.
Yeah. It's just going to help me move forward, hopefully. 18. Fuck yes.
Hold on. You notice.
There's a plus.
Oh.
2. So that is an unnatural 20.
Oh, a dirty 20.
A dirty 20.
I think the word unnatural is the right one to use here because you can definitely tell this woman, floating woman, her dress dripping in blood.
It's definitely blood. Oh, I want to be vomiting in my mouth.
But from a different perspective, if you were charmed by this, it just looks like flowing liquid. It doesn't look like blood anymore.
All right, so I'm going to turn around like, bitch, that's fucking blood.
And I'm going to run over and just dip a finger in and lick it and go, nah, cranberry juice. It's just cranberry.
Everything's fine. You also notice that she has started to open her mouth and you can see two fangs.
Okay, this
very
is no
clearly.
Good. Yeah.
So, and you go, vampire. In those movies where they can't say vampire, they have to, it's the vampire.
The vampire.
And then usually some sort of long speech about they come from the darkest.
Generations of our family have been. Every generation there is one born. The warrior.
I want to be clear that Morrigan is even more attracted to her at this moment.
Absolutely, absolutely. In fact, you get a little bit closer. And because you tilted your head before to see what...
to
what
wink Freya, at Freya.
To what Freya was doing in her boob situation, which I think should be officially called now, the boob situation.
She's still in the corner going, she.
Why?
Me, I am.
You've opened up a big sort of fleshy section of the neck and this creature is going to have a go at you.
She's biting her.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, we can't do that.
Wait, well, do I get an action? All I get to do is roll wisdom?
You can do something about it. I'm just waiting for you to do something about it.
Oh, you just started going.
Well,
it was blood and then we got off to her. Okay,
I know. What would you like to do?
Yeah, so Freya's like, it's cranberry juice. I'm like, girl, think about the texture, the consistency. That is not cranberry juice. Stop.
That's
tasting
true.
Things. Why is going to be poo.
Why is it
I'm
always
hungry.
Cranberry juice with you?
It's going to be poo.
Please, stop. And I'm like, okay. I knew it was too good to be true. No one is that attractive.
Wow.
No one.
Did you say that out loud, though?
Yeah, I'm saying it to Freya.
Wow, because that would be enough for the vampire to break attention a little bit.
Yeah.
Just, oh, excuse me.
Yeah, I'm like, actually, Freya, I'm not even looking at her. I'm like, I think about it. Is she even that hot?
Wisdom check. She's now staring directly at you.
My love.
Does that mean the eye contact's lost with Morrigan?
She's unenamored.
Not at this stage. This vampire is a little different.
12 plus 3, so 15.
This creature has a legendary action. Legendary actions belong to some seriously powerful creatures, bosses, that sort of stuff. And this one has the ability to charm more than one of you at a time. So already having charmed Morrigan, Karina is now charmed as well. So you go from, she's not that hot. She goes, she just makes eye contact you, and straight away your brain goes, yes, she is.
It's actually, just,
yeah, when she looks
sorry,
at me.
Sorry, the light was hitting her wrong. Actual perfection.
One of the things, now that the Empress of the Pale has got two of you on the leash, so to speak, and she did say before, maybe you're more than food.
She said she senses power.
She did say that.
Mm. Yeah, she said,
pleasures of the flesh.
More than food, pleasures of the flesh, wants to bang Morrigan.
Actual phrase was wants to bang Morrigan, yeah.
Well, she was like,
yeah.
I read between the lines.
Pleasures of the flesh.
Bang, bang, bang.
She's a poet.
So let me see that skin slide. Oh, actually, that's a little gross.
Dude, it wasn't slide, was it?
Oh,
I think it was.
Curve.
I may have retained this.
Curve and slide. I think with curve in front of it, slide's not as bad.
I was thinking of skin sliding off your human body. That's why it was so gross. Yeah. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
She looks at you now and says, ooh, one for dinner and one for dessert.
What, she wants to eat us?
Only two of you so far. I'm sure she'll get to you eventually. Wait your turn.
What about me?
And at that, there is a crashing sound from outside behind her as the other side of the carriage door is kicked open.
Oh.
Sunlight does come through, but not enough to get anywhere near the vampire. And there is a large monster. Or a large, I wouldn't say monster, that's not fair. But he's very big. He's about 8 feet tall. And he's in a deep, deep, long cloak as well. And he's an orc.
I love orcs.
And the first thing he does when he sees the situation is he throws this huge axe, hacks into the roof as much as he can. This startles Alandra. She turns to face him. But he is trying to create a hole in the roof and does so, and light streaks through now. And he starts trying to do this everywhere in the room.
So he's trying to kill the vampire.
Well, he's just trying to make it. He's standing in the light. He's like, you won't come near me, but he's trying to make more holes
right.
Each step.
Nice. Love
right.
It.
And she
I
sees
forgot about
this.
That part about vampires.
Of course, if the train goes through a tunnel, this plan will not work for long.
Take my cloak off and throw it over my love.
Stop doing this. You're enamored. You can't think of anything. Stop. Unthink that.
Sorry.
And Alandre rushes from the room from the direction that you came.
Oh, she leaves.
She leaves as fast as she can. She also has a legendary ability, another legendary ability she wanted to, where she can move at incredible speed. So she's going to use that right now without any opportunity attacks or anything like that.
Oh.
Just boom, straight out of the room. The orc doesn't stop, by the way. And you two are still somewhat charmed. But now that she's left the room, you feel yourself coming back to your normal senses. He doesn't stop putting holes in the roof for a couple of seconds. There's about four or five more holes before he stops, and he looks at you. He gestures that you come over to him. He sits down, but he doesn't take his hand off that axe. And the axe is impressive. Karin, even you are like, that's a pretty cool axe.
No, I'm like, call that an axe?
This is an axe.
I'm like, no, I don't. I think it, but then I'm like, no, this is a pretty good axe.
but he does, strangely, the way he would be thinking, he does look at your axe, and of all the things he could acknowledge about you, he looks at the axe and then looks at you and nods like, this respect there.
Yeah, I nod back. I'm like, right.
Right, yeah.
We're axe people.
And he sort of looks at the other two. He looks at the other two and goes, what's going on there? Especially this half a staff thing.
It's like when Jordan drives past another person with a Colorado and they do like this.
The head nod.
Yeah, it's like Colorado Club.
I know you have an equal vehicle.
Yeah.
I do that, but I drive a Mini Cooper. But
which I don't understand because you're so big.
Yeah.
So why did you choose the smallest car available?
It's I like it.
I know, but isn't it hard to get in and out of?
It is, but when I'm in, I get to go around the cars in a really sticky manner.
I need to step up. I need to, like, have room.
Well, I need the admiration of other Mini Cooper owners.
Okay.
He looks at you all, walks over to the... He was going to sit down, actually, but no, he doesn't. He goes over to the other door that the vampire has just left from, and he tries to find a way, wedges the axe in so the door will not open easily. Walks over to you again, makes eye contact with you, and starts to speak.
Hi, I'm Reese, and I play the oversized orc.
Hi, I'm Gurg. I know, I look like a huge beast. I'm not that bad, really. Sure, I'm huge and very muscular, but that's not unusual for an orc. We're supposed to be dumb, too, but I did quite well on my end-of-year exams. But then I thought to myself, Gurg, Do you want to spend your life slogging away in some army in a foreign land, soullessly devouring whatever you kill? Or do you want to see the world rather than eat it? My parents were devastated, of course. My father, also called Gurg, almost turned his extraordinarily hairy back on me. My mother did the same, but then they came around when I promised to occasionally eat someone. So anyway, I think I've uncovered something on this train, some sort of conspiracy. Now, I hope you're not involved in it, because it's been quite some time since I kept my promise.
And then you notice that the orc looks a little bit like a cliched, stereotypical detective.
Oh, fuck yes, he's got a Sherlock hat, doesn't he?
Like a sleuth.
He does. He is very much a sleuth.
He's got the coat, he's got the hat.
I like
and a magnifying glass in his pocket.
Best kind of detective, though.
The only type
so
of detective.
So sexy.
But also... but also an orc.
Still an orc.
Still an orc, but working really hard.
It's the hairy back that got me.
Well, that's all covered
and his
up.
His values.
He does have
yes,
lovely values.
He does. Yes.
And he wants to know what you know.
Oh.
Because he thinks something's going on.
Well, first of all, let me assure you, we are not involved in this. We just got here. But there is some weird shit going on, so tell them, girls.
But do we trust him?
He's a sleuth. Of course you do.
Okay.
Great. Can I roll for trust?
Everyone roll insight and we'll see how you go.
I'm a little forlorn because I'm looking at where my lover's left and I'm a little pouty about it.
What do we got so far?
What do we insight?
Yes.
16.
5.
5 total.
Plus 5. 16 plus 5. Oh, so yes. 20.
Okay, so you got a really good vibe from him. You trusted him. It may have been the axe thing, but straight away you're like, this guy's, he's not here for us. I know he threatened you a little bit to eat you, but you think that's probably how he introduced himself to everyone. And you're like, this guy, he's on our side. I mean, it did help you a little bit, even though part of you is now already starting to miss Alejandre off the pale. Morrigan, what'd you roll?
13 plus 3.
You also feel like this guy is trustworthy. It may be just his tweed jacket. It's got those little things with the patches on the elbows.
You had me at the hat, to be honest.
And Freya.
5.
You think this guy's up to something. You think there's a hidden message underneath. You're like, I don't believe him. I think he's the real murderer.
All right.
Straight away, you actually think he's the murderer.
Can I use my sleight of hand to go through his pockets?
Sure. Give it a roll. This will go well.
17 plus 10. That's 27.
Strangely, empty pockets. They're for show. You know those pockets that look like they're really deep but are sewn in at the top?
Female pockets?
Yeah.
Female pockets.
His jackets, he's done that to these jackets because he doesn't think that, you know, a real orc would have pockets.
Okay. Damn.
He doesn't want to disappoint his parents.
But he still wants to wear the jacket.
Yeah.
But he does say, what do you know?
Okay. Well, there's been a murder on the train.
It's like Cluedo.
It's like Cluedo. Yeah. 100% it's like Cluedo. And,
okay, I have notes. I pull out my notepad from my funny pack because even though I am forlorn that my love is gone, I'm starting to come out of it a little bit, and the shame of the lack of notes that they've shared has brought me back.
Archaeologist. Sorry, I remember. I want to know that I also have notes, and I want you to know that I take this game seriously.
I do.
There's also a sketch. What is that sketch of?
Actually, who is this guy? He's really... Oh, the conductor.
Okay, the conductor. Gotcha.
Wait, can I do my notes and then you can supplement all the notes that I don't have?
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
I just want to prove that I do something.
You do.
I haven't drank for the last 4 games. I think we all really need to acknowledge that.
All right.
Okay. Go. So, there was an archaeologist. Very Correct. Humble, if he does say so himself.
That's him, yes.
Named Dorth. Fuck, I can't even read my notes. We're looking for a MacGuffin.
Correct.
It's very, very important. What's this say? Dwarf?
He wants the death note we listen to return to his
DN.
Family.
DN, yeah. That's what DN is.
I got
right.
you.
These notes are very useful.
Shut up. Okay, don't worry about that. There's a dwarf. Name is Dorth. He's an archaeologist. He's dead. We need to find his killer.
Yeah, Gurg.
We
Gurg
actually
knows
think
this.
It's the cat.
You think it's the cat?
We all believe it was the cat.
Why do you think it's the cat, he says?
Well, there was a ginger hair.
Uh-huh.
But now that we've met my love, that may be...
No, because she was awakened and she was very unhappy about it. So I don't think she would have woken up, walked around, killed someone, gone back to bed and been like, who woke me up?
She did just say that, I mean...
Okay, true. All right, look, we know that the killer is a ginger. It's not Morrigan. Hi. She's gone alibi, which is the two of us.
My hair suddenly turns brown.
We know that there was a snickering and a hissing sound.
Right, yeah.
Everything's pointing towards the cat.
Everything's really pointing towards this dumb cat.
Right, okay.
And there was a puncture on the wrist. Okay, Morrigan, if I've missed anything.
Okay, so all of that, there was a key broken off in the lock.
That's right, yeah.
There was a note written in the room on the window that said half and then kind of trailed off. We have a lot of halflings here, but it could be half anything. There was a red hair that we found. There was a helpful halfling, Merle Tree something, that gave us some more information. They heard a slurping sound, wet fur. They had a smell of wet fur.
There was a guy.
Yes, there was the wizard guy we were following who had robes and the beard and the glasses and a box and a book. And we followed him and he disappeared beneath a fake rug hiding a hole in the floor. And then that led us here.
Right, so who do you think did it then?
Well, I have here cat or ginger lady in my notes.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm also suspicious of the conductor.
Yeah.
Because there is a bit of infighting going on between the conductor and the cat.
He could have framed the cat because he wants his conductor job.
True. And he's always there.
And he's always there.
Yep.
Conductor. I'm going to write that down as suspects. Means, motive, opportunity.
Right.
Yes.
And what did the conductor look like?
I drew a picture.
Right.
So I hold up the picture.
Could you describe the picture to me as if I was not in a visual form?
Did you ever see that season of Buffy?
Oh, God. You bring in one vampire to the episode, and next thing you know, it's turning to Buffy.
Can I say, well, have you or not?
No, in my household, we didn't watch a lot of TV.
Okay, that's fine. All right, he's really, really tall. I'm going to say like 7 foot.
Who's 7 foot? Conductor.
Conductor.
No.
Who's this guy then?
I don't know, but he's not 7 foot tall. He was fairly unassuming.
Who's this guy? He's got a black suit on and a black hat. Why'd I draw him so
like
tall?
A top hat?
Maybe it's not to scale.
A little waistcoat.
He has an ill-fitting suit.
Yes,
he carries around contracts.
He carries around contracts and sexually harasses women. You know the guy.
Well, there's been some stories. So you think it was the cat or the conductor?
Or the ginger lady vampire.
Or the ginger lady vampire. Discovered. So not the halflings.
Well, we don't know what half means. Half, it could be like...
The hobbits. Are they hobbitses?
Are they hobbits? No. In the D&D world, you're not allowed to have hobbits.
Yeah,
they're hobbits,
yeah.
Right.
They're almost precisely the same as hobbits.
Yeah, they're hobbits. Okay.
Hobblings.
But what would the halfling's motivation be?
And like, which halfling? There are 40,000 of them. Like, we've seen nothing but halflings.
Only said half. That's it, just half.
Yeah, it could be in half an hour the train's going to explode.
I need half a cup of sugar.
So the halfling is the only person you don't think it was?
No, it's... You know, at this point, it's fucking everyone, isn't it? A ginger halfling.
It could be everyone, because that would explain why they're all here. He points behind you, and everyone's back.
All right, I'm going to write down.
Everyone is back.
So I'm going to turn back and look at them, and then I'm going to write down halfling.
Adds to the notes.
To the notes, and I'm like, stop it. Don't look at my notes.
You see everybody there except the cat. The cat was never guilty. It had started with the cat. Or maybe the vampire. It's difficult to say precisely. The cat was indeed more than a cat. A wise old soul, once trapped, then joined, then comfortable. Unexpectedly so. Imagine having been a wizard of exceptional skill and knowledge, curling up beneath a window in the late afternoon sun, and waking to find your arch-nemesis laughing, as the realization you were now more kitty than conjurer slowly sunk in. It was hard not to be impressed by the devious nature of the spell. But then, an amazing thing happened. The wizard enjoyed his new life. No longer slaving over poorly translated texts and torn scrolls, he found admiration from others, little judgment for constant napping, and an appreciation of his new flexibility. But there was one who was unimpressed. When the cat had taken it upon himself to guard a warm patch above a ticket machine, an overworked and undervalued conductor formed an irrational anger towards the feline, one noticed by an advantageous queen of the night. She wanted access to the carriage of the illustrious archaeologist Dorth, but, due to her cursed heritage, she could not cross the threshold into his cabin, the place he called home. She had followed him for months as he searched, created her own crypt amongst the carriages, and watched with unbridled fury when he lugged her prize aboard, without any understanding of the glory he carried. So easy it had been to convince the conductor to open the door. Easier still to control the little minds of the halflings, whose magical poison had quickly floored the dwarf. And remarkably satisfying to hold the magical bag in her hands. "Your home," she had said. "Now let's find you a meal." But the conductor, you can look at the conductor, and now you can tell that on his key ring, one of his keys is snapped.
Interesting. That's a good clue. Excellent clue.
The halfling just seems to make a little bit of a giggling noise, a bit of a snicker.
That the was vampire, also another clue.
Another clue. The vampire.
They're in cahoots.
Hisses, and you watch as her fangs.
She came back?
She's standing behind them. Not coming in yet because there's too much light.
Puncture marks.
And the ginger hair was from the cat because the conductor was the one who put it there.
Hey, who said that?
He really did want that job. Yeah. And now they're very annoyed.
We figured it out.
But I wonder why they're so annoyed about this room.
Because they always return to the scene of the crime.
It's just not the scene of the crime.
Well, we're the people who care about the scene of the crime.
They're trying to tie up those loose ends, you know.
You're very good at the sleeping.
Ooh, because they're all under the influence of the vampire.
So I don't think... Did they all actually do it?
Bigger problem seems to be that they're all back and they look angry.
Oh.
And as the train is trundling along, all those little streaks of light that Gurg has cut into the roof suddenly go black.
Because we're in a tunnel.
We should go into a tunnel.
Sorry, we're going to have to end the episode.
Because we're hungry.
So I don't know who's listening out there, but like I told my first wife, I never drive faster than I can see. I'm a reasonable guy who's experienced some very unreasonable things. Besides that, it's all in the reflexes.
It's the end of part two. There's nothing you can do. There is no rhyme or reason, it's just where they got up to. Say stay there and wait, please, part three's not far away. They were playing for hours, there's so much left to say.
They might finally get to the dragon.
There's so much left to say.
Did they just forget about the dragon?
Have another Chardonnay.